I'm just going to show you first a couple cross sections along these two profiles, and then we can look, go down through the model. Here's just to follow up on what Colin said. I'm just going to show a couple. Couple maps of just the apparent resistivity at different frequencies, so you can kind of see what's going on. And at 10 seconds, you kind of have a lot of action over here. At 100 seconds, you kind of start swinging down this way. And then at 1,000 seconds, it's like this. So kind of indicates that, you know, maybe the structure is twisting at depth. So I think we've all talked these data provided some were difficult to invert, surprisingly, because when you take I was actually a little surprised, because when you take the synthetic data out of your own code and run it, it seems to work really well. But I think the thing to remember is, yesterday when we were looking at the responses from all the different codes, even for that model, there were some sites where there was up to a factor of two difference in apparent resistivity. So it's not too surprising that we all had problems with the synthetic data, given the little differences from the different codes. So I tried some different runs where I weighted things differently. And so I'm going to show, so this profile one, so I guess I'll show this profile, this one, and then this one. So profile one, so this top one, this is a result where I added 2% random Gaussian noise, and that is I took 2% of the amplitude of each row and then added random Gaussian noise to the impedance elements. And then for this one, I downweighted the diagonal. I put most weight on fitting the off-diagonal elements, because this is sort of what we do in practice in the commercial world. And on this one, I tried to decrease the tried to increase the effort to fitting the diagonal component. So there are some similarities, but also some differences. So this is a resistivity model. So this is a contoured cross section.
But it is not clear. No scales.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Not for scale. It was depth.
Sorry about that. This goes down to 50 kilometers. The depth, the bottom is 50 kilometers, and then goes across to 90 kilometers. So it's not exactly. It's not a. I'm just trying to squeeze both of these on. The color scale is red, goes from 1 up to 10,024. Yeah, the two pictures are two different inversion runs. This first one, where I added some random Gaussian noise and 2% random Gaussian noise, and then I downweighted the ZXX and ZYY. So the inversion was making most of his effort trying to fit just the off diagonal components. I used all the frequencies at all the sites. This one I reduced the error on the diagonal elements, so that in essence, having the program try to spend more time fitting the diagonal elements. But when I did that, I often didn't fit the off diagonal elements as well. It seemed like there was a sort of a trade-off. Here I could fit the off-diagonal elements pretty well, but here I always had trouble when you really made a big effort to fit both of them. Okay, so this was in profile two. Again, the conductor is pretty similar, but there are some differences over here. And then this is the north-south profile. this is up in that northeast corner that seemed to give a lot of problem. This is the result from the top run where I tried to tell the inversion to make most of the effort in fitting the ZXY and ZYX. It does a pretty good job. And then this is just another site picked at random. So it does a pretty good job. I think that's it. If you'd like, I can show the model going down. Would that be useful? Okay, we'll try that again. Color scale is the same as before, going from about 1 millimeter to 1,000 more or less. But I'm just going to zoom in on. Okay. So just go down. This looks very similar to what other people have gotten in these two. Going on down the camera, things seem to smooth out. So, any questions, or is that good? So I had 65 blocks in the x direction, 65 in the y direction. I think it was uniform 1 kilometer blocks, and then 77 in the vertical direction, plus air layers. When I added I tried some with and without random Gaussian noise and different things. The result I'm showing here, where I added 2% random Gaussian noise, and after I could get it down to a normalized RMS of about 1.3, so they were, but had trouble fitting below that level. So,
how did you expand your air layers?
I'm sorry?
What did you use for your air layers?
I find I can use about a factor of 1.5 up into the air.
And then your starting thickness?
I typically use the same thickness as the first earth layer. And just make sure, and then I check to make sure that if the air layer, if the top of the air layer is not high enough, then you'll get like a large AGZ at the, I check to make sure everything looks uniform at the top. So, and that seems to work well for MT. So. Okay, Javi?
When you show the feeds for the other presentation,
Uh-huh.
What do you think is that?
model or the previous model?
Oh, this model.
I'm not sure I know what you're talking about. So the fit was not good or something? Was that?
In the tipper.
In the tipper, there's no tipper for you. There's no tipper here. Let me just bring it up here. So you can reduce the regularization, the smoothing parameter, and you can probably do a better job there, but then it kind of starts to let strange structure creep in. So it's always a compromise. So.
But then it's very interesting that you got the same that we got outside.
I find it very encouraging, actually, that so far the models are sort of similar. Now, whether they have anything to do with the real model, only... Alan's keeping the poker face, though he's not seeing. But yeah, I actually find it very encouraging. Whether that
you can do MT here and find some gold and diamonds there.
Yeah, they're all that conductive body of depth. They're all picking that up. So whether there's some other details that we're missing, we'll see this afternoon. But okay, any other questions?
Can you show how to keep the Galvanized element?
Which one?
Galvanized.
I can't show you here.
What's the name of that program again?
For this side.
I can't show you. I've got the numbers, and we can look at the numbers. I got them on my computer at home, but I just I'm sorry. I apologize. I can't do that easily in WingLink. So. I looked at the actual numbers, because I as part of my inversion at each iteration, I output a file with the actual observed and predicted and the errors, and so I can look. And at the high frequencies, they're small, but then at the lower frequencies, it looked to me like there was good, fairly good, like you're starting to get. But it depended on what, so I can't show you the plots. It's a long-winded way of saying no.